Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Hunters are taking to the woods in Michigan, guns in hand, for this opening day of the firearm deer hunting season. It's estimated hunting pumps some $2.3 billion into Michigan's economy every year. But hunting is on the decline, and it turns out that's going to matter to more than just the hunters. Rochelle Winkler is an associate professor of sociology and demography at Michigan Tech in Houghton, and she's been studying the demographics of hunting. We want to start by giving a hat tip to Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny. He took a very deep dive into this subject, which is how we learned, Rochelle, about you and your research. So you found Michigan's hunting population has fallen more than 20% since its peak in 1998. What's going on?
Well, you know, the peak population of hunters in about 1998 was really driven by the baby boom generation. There are a lot of people in that generation, and we found that they have participated in hunting at high rates across their life course. So that combination of those two things really drove the number of hunters in Michigan and across the Midwest to very high numbers through the 1980s and 1990s. But since that time, as we start to see the baby boomers age and eventually phase out of the hunting population, the younger generations of people that have followed them have not participated at the same kind of rates.
When you think of this younger generation, you've pointed to some cultural shifts that make hunting very attractive to baby boomers and maybe not so much to the younger generation. What factors stick out most to you on this front?
You know, I think a lot of it is related to urbanization, but that urbanization takes a long time period to manifest, really generations, because people who grow up in more urban areas, like many of the baby boomers did, were still, for the most part, less than one generation removed from the farm. Their parents may have grown up on the farm. Their grandparents still had their more rural properties. And so they had those ties and places that they could go back to. I think also comfort level with firearms is something that has transitioned over time. In some of the older generations, a lot more people had military experience and having grown up using firearms and having that comfort level, as well as just having more recreation time and free time. There were a lot of outdoor recreation opportunities, activities that baby boomers have participated in a lot over their life course.
And this might sound just like a bad thing for hunting culture, but this shrinking population of hunters has some broader implications in the state. Can you talk a little about that?
Well, one of the really most important things is that our wildlife and habitat programs are paid for primarily through hunting and fishing license fees and also excise tax returns that are also associated with the number of hunting and fishing licenses sold by state. And so we're talking about funding for a lot of programs that support both game and non-game species, a lot of ecosystem restoration and habitat projects, and research into what's going on with our wildlife and fisheries populations. So, you know, we're running into a situation where there's less and less funding for conservation programs because of the decline in hunting. And when we look into the future, all of the data suggests that the number of hunters is going to continue to decline.
So is it sustainable to expect to see many, many millions of dollars coming in for important things like wildlife management or restoration or preservation through all the hunting and fishing licenses? What might be some other funding alternatives?
Well, you know, there are different things that different states are looking into. Michigan's not the only state that's facing this conundrum. It's a pretty common situation across the United States, and I think state agencies have increasingly become aware and are recognizing that they need to think seriously about alternatives. Some of the things that people have been looking at on the table, even at the federal level, is collecting fees from oil and gas exploration, from mineral taxes, and using that to help fund conservation. And that's something that is showing quite a bit of bipartisan support. You know, some people have been looking into raising fees on other kinds of outdoor recreation opportunities, maybe having an excise tax that extends beyond just hunting and fishing equipment to cover camping equipment as well, maybe bird watching equipment. Some states have instituted even something like a proportion of a gas tax or something like that that's primarily devoted to funding conservation. So I don't think that it's sustainable to think about funding these programs over the long term primarily from hunting and fishing license fees. I think that it could still play a role in supporting that in the long term, but I think that we do need to be serious about looking at other mechanisms.
We are not at a point yet where we will say hunters in Michigan are an endangered species, but it sounds like it's a fair statement to say the population is somewhat on the decline.
I think so.
Rochelle Winkler, an associate professor of sociology and demography at Michigan Tech in Houghton, tracking the demographics of hunting and Michigan's shrinking population of hunters. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us, Rochelle.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.